Hi friends, welcome to the Confident, Clear, and Hired podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Carvalho. This podcast was made for industry leaders who want to navigate through their career, gain clarity, develop your inner self, and know exactly where you belong in the workplace. In this space, you will learn how to master and develop the skills that will not only help you in your career, but throughout your entire life. If you have been working for a few years and you're ready to get yourself to that next level, I'm here to take you there. Hey friends, have you ever just realized something and your mind is just so shocked from what you expected to see? And this is literally how I feel right now and why I'm really just so inspired to bring out this episode to you. And what led to this was just a simple survey of curiosity. Over on LinkedIn, I do quite a bit of polls. If you haven't also followed me on there, you're more than welcome to do so. The link is down below in the show notes, or you can search Melissa B. Carvalho to find and connect with me. But also, you know, there's these polls, right, that I'm talking about that have honestly just this intention of, you know, most cases are just for fun, and here and there do have a purpose for market research to see how you guys are doing within your job search. But I posted a poll not too long ago, and it was about how you apply for one posting and the time that you spend. So that's just for one job. And the options were less than 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, or other. And this post is pretty recent, right? So it's only been posted for a few days. And I already see that there is a significant amount of people that are stating that they take 30 minutes or less to apply to one job. And my insides are like almost wanting to explode. If you are a current client of mine or a past client, you know that I'm an advocate for strategizing your job search in some way. But you definitely know that I state to take your time and really analyze your posting. And this honestly just brings me also memories on when I used to just mass apply. Now, I'm not saying that 30 minutes or less is really wrong in a huge way, but it just makes me think a little bit more. Like, how many people are spending really 15 minutes or just what about 5? I'm about quality over quantity. And again, ask me back probably, you know, in my desperation days, and I would have just instantly picked quantity because the more that I put out there, the more possibilities, right? Well, you know, actually, when you do just put out anything out there, you can also face the wrong opportunities. All right, so we see exactly what's missing, right? There's something missing. So if we spend 30 minutes or less on your application, what is your process like? And I'm asking this as if, you know, you guys are going to respond, but you know, if you do want to actually respond to this, feel free to pause and head over to my LinkedIn and send me your process on your job postings and what do you do. But if not, just really think about this, right? Let's think about it for a second. When you are looking into your posting, I find the most success is from printing out each job posting. Print it out, look at it, then take your highlighter or pen and start marking things that stand out to you, the skills, the responsibilities, all that stuff. After that, looking into your resume to make sure that you are marking and making those key adjustments that you see within the posting. I will tell you, and I know again from even my own experience, that one resume will not give you all the opportunities that you expect. It just won't. It may give you some opportunities, but the key to success is to actually always update your resume, tweak the professional summary a little, and then head to the job posting and fill out every detail. Now, yes, some postings will be quicker than others, but why this is so concerning after applying, right? Let's say it's a simple posting. They don't have any behavioral screeners. It's just, you know, application maybe just takes you 30 minutes on the dot, right? Then we click submit and we're done. I really hate to break this to you, but there's so much more to be done. you know, since COVID happened, there's so much competition out there and it looks a little bit different now. So therefore, we need to be more strategic, maybe really get out of the comfort zone and network. Networking with maybe the person that might be responsible for the job posting. So this could be a recruiter or hiring manager. On LinkedIn, it might not always be public from the actual posting. So this is why the search field is magic. It really is. So if I go and do a search for HR manager Amazon, I will see a list of people that are currently there. I will see maybe a few different demographic locations since they're a global company. So I would be able to find the person that would identify with being within my area or location and then potentially responsible for the role. It's a little bit of a guessing game, yes, but the idea is to get yourself seen. If you're messaging a hiring manager or recruiter, you have a chance of being passed on to the right person. If you're going to message an associate, then you're just probably going to get ignored. I know that probably feels a little overwhelming. I get it. But if you message them and you speak towards how you apply to the job, your key skills, and attach your resume again, you're putting yourself in front of the person and you get noticed. Versus looking into the system and then shifting through those resumes and waiting for them to hopefully get back to you. You end up standing out because you message them. Of course, there's follow-up and all that we can partake in, and there's at least that, you know, networking that's going through with applying to jobs, which is great. Once you get to the flow, then you can actually just head into the search field and network with other people and companies that you just truly desire that might not have postings physically that you see. It's such a great thing to do for yourself to get more opportunities and develop. Now, with networking, maybe that's another 10, 15 minutes searching, maybe sending a message to your recruiter, hiring manager, configuring the message, and then sending. The idea of what I really want to stress is that you're taking your time, and that is valuable. I know we stress on time, and I can be included, but I challenge you to try it. If you really want the opportunity, if you desire to grow in your career and lead, do something that feels like it's out of the box and do it now, because rushing or waiting will only hinder your path and the focus. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this episode. See you next week, friends. I just want to say thank you so much for listening in. I hope this episode has given you some insight on exactly what is possible for you and how you can grow into a leader within your career even further. Did you know that I have something special, and this is specifically only for you podcast listeners? It's a course that's going to get you optimized on your LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn to Success is a course that I created so leaders and growth seekers like you can network and grow within a platform that carries an endless amount of opportunity. A value of $297, you get it only for $27. Amazing, right? I will link this below for you to get. I'm so excited about this course. Don't forget to rate and leave a review. It really helps us reach more people and make an even bigger impact. And I can't wait to speak to you in the next episode.